Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the November election is just 2 months from today, but the two candidates in the governor's race in California can't agree on the specifics of setting up a debate. Phil, what's the hang up here?
Well, Republican John Cox, who's not well known around the state, would like to have three or maybe even five debates with the much better known Gavin Newsom, the lieutenant governor, the Democrat. But Gavin Newsom, who, as you said, is not only better known, he's also ahead in the polls and in fundraising, has agreed to do one debate. And even that one is iffy as they continue to go back and forth on format, what questions should be asked. So I'm not sure if there's going to even be one in the second round of the race.
So the Cox campaign is now saying, well, if there is going to be just one, we want to define the six categories. Cost of living, homelessness, education, clean water, safe schools, housing shortage, there are six. What's behind that?
Well, what they would like to do is engage Gavin Newsom in a series of debates on those issues, issues that are facing California. Now, Gavin Newsom says his campaign's response is, we're not telling anybody what to ask or how it should be done. It's up to whoever's sponsoring the debates to decide on the questions. But really what we have here, Jeff and Patty, is a front runner who's doing what front runners like to do, and that's Gavin Newsom, which is shine the light on them and not on their opponent. Doing a series of debates with John Cox would bring attention to John Cox. It would put Gavin possibly on the hot seat. He's already done a series of debates in the primaries with other Republican and Democratic contenders, and his campaign sort of feels, okay, enough's enough. What they want is one debate on CNN to be broadcast nationally. They say that that would reach more people in California than a string of five or six debates in lesser markets like Sacramento or maybe San Francisco. And it would also, let's also be honest about it, it would elevate Gavin Newsom's profile nationally, because you can bet dollars to donuts that in addition to talking about maybe housing and transportation in California, the whole Trump and Republican agenda would be brought to bear. Immigration and other issues would be brought in that possibly might up his profile for a national run. So Cox is reacting, as Jeff said, oh, let's keep it to California. The other saying, no, we can go as global as we want.
Phil, what are the chances that they won't debate at all before the election?
Well, it would be unusual, but you've got to recall that, you know, there's no mandate that anybody debates. Jerry Brown, for example, when he first ran, he had a series of debates with Meg Whitman, his Republican opponent. But when he ran for re-election, he only had one debate with his Republican opponent, and it was on a very limited TV setup, and it was on the night of the NFL kickoff game. So it was not exactly, you know, watched by many. Part of this is, I think that there's a good chance there will be one, because you have to have a pro forma one. But in this case, as I said, Gavin's ahead in the polls, he's ahead in the money, and he is not eager to give a stage to his Republican opponent, whether it's for one, two, six, one, three, or five questions. If you're in the lead, the only thing a debate can do is bring you trouble, because everybody is just looking for a slip-up, and if you can avoid it, you do your best to do that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.